Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5. Wise food to you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wise food to you to drink wine. Wise food to you to drink a wine. Wise food to you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Good morning. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu.
Hey, I'm Mike and Stu. I'm Stu. That's us. That's me. That's William.
You're a glorified fry cook.
Yeah, you're a grape killer.
Yeah, I got called that last night, believe it or not.
Are you
the grape killer?
Yeah, I have people been asked that from time to time.
People actually hear our voices and they recognize us.
That's weird.
So, anyway, welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show on a gloomy, cloudy,
beautiful
Sunday morning.
Day.
I know there is a little. No, that's the grape.
This day is made for napping.
It is. I'm going to be doing some napping too. I tell you.
I bet you are.
We'll wash clothes and
wash them.
Do my domestic duties at my place for a single guy. Yeah. But anyway, hey, I saw y'all had a little fun yesterday.
Boy, did we!
That looked like fun.
That is fun, yeah. And it's exercise too.
There you go. Yeah. I'm gonna go look at bike racks today. I'm just ready.
You're just looking for a place to park it, huh? Just want a place to park.
I just have my bike with me all the time, but I want to ask you a question. Have you noticed? Look at Leanne. Look at Leanna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she have a certain glow about her?
She's got a shimmer.
A shimmer.
Yeah. Is it the post Halloween glow? You think?
I don't know if it's that or maybe.
Maybe
she's
a ring?
Engaged.
Yeah, there we go. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Look at you.
It's the extra
all engaged
on
stuff.
My hand.
How many times? No.
Mm-hmm. How many times?
Yeah. Oh, is that your engagement ring?
Yes.
Oh my God. Black Diamond.
Yeah.
Black Diamond and their Kiss song. Yeah. Oh, Black Diamond.
Well, I mean, I'm so dark, so
you are dark.
It just goes with
you know,
it.
You're dark in a beautiful way.
Oh, thank you.
Not dark, macabre.
Macabre.
Yeah. Macabre.
Yes,
is that an Irish word?
I think that's gonna be Frenchy French.
I didn't know they had Max.
The most ridiculous thing about the French is it's like they've got a different word for everything.
I know, isn't that?
Except rendezvous, and they use the American word for that.
Ah, rendezvous.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we took the new kayaks out to Big Creek Lake.
I see that.
We got them last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and took them out for a little bit, just a little shakedown, just to see if
make
we
sure they float.
make sure we don't die.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday we went out to Big Creek Lake. We took them out for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And just absolutely just the best thing in the world. I mean, we just get out there and we just paddle along. And then
that's what you do. Huh?
We'll raft up to each other and she'll reach into the ice chest behind the seat because I got a fancy kayak. Mine is built for angling.
Angling, yeah.
Yeah. So not so good on straight lines, but great on a curve.
You know, I thought if I ever got one, that's what I'd want to do is go fishing.
Yeah, and our good Vlad Moldovano, mm-hmm. from Mediterranean Seafood Company, Sandwich Company, if you do not know, is one of the really elite kayak competitive anglers, mm-hmm. in the area.
Yeah.
And he told me to just take it out a couple of times without trying to fish just to get used to it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I listened to him because that two-hour trip yesterday – I came back so much more confident with what it can do and stuff like that.
For a two-hour tour.
Yeah, for a two-hour tour.
And you got to come back.
Yeah, and we got to come back because we didn't try and stretch it to three.
Yeah, okay.
And finally got our power on Monday.
I bet that felt good.
Got the Wi-Fi turned back on yesterday.
As long as you got water and soap. That's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Water to drink and water to bathe
and
with.
And soap with. Yeah. And, so we're back in the 21st century now. As are Mike and I here at the show. Those of you who are watching on Facebook, facebook.com/sipandchew, will notice we have a new webcam.
Ooh,
yeah, thanks, unfortunately, fancy. Mike and I are now in 4K. But we've got it set up now so that we are, this live stream now goes to three different pages at one time.
Wow.
Not only does it go to hear Sip and Chew, it goes to my Stuart Reb Donald culinary personality page.
And you are a personality.
At the least. And also to a page that I maintain called Dinner Conversations that is a support for a couple of ebooks that I wrote a few years ago that are just anthologies of all the interviews I've done with celebrity chefs prior to doing this show. There's a lot of good people, big names in that. Several Iron Chefs.
Some up and comings.
Yeah, that have come and went.
Oh.
Yeah. But we have expanded this, and then hopefully, if I figure out the software by next week, we'll be doing this live video over multiple platforms, not just Facebook.
How about that?
Yeah. We'll be high-tech rednecks. George Jones would be very proud of
impressed.
Us.
Impressed.
Yeah. Possum.
Old possum. Yeah. That's true. I'm looking up there. I don't see the cell phone. I see that little thing that looks like a
robot or something.
Well, it looks like an air sanitizer thing. But it does have a camera on it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Amber Pride. She's the director of outlets at the Lodge at Gulf State Park. They've got a great restaurant out there called Perch. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a wine and dine event in a couple of weeks. So she's going to come on at the bottom of the hour, and they're going to tell us about it, how much it costs, where you can go. And I think you're going to be impressed with this, Mike. I've seen some pictures of the restaurant. Gorgeous.
Oh.
Gorgeous. So I think you.
Does this include the one on the beach?
I don't know, Mike. That's why we're having her on. I don't
Good
know
point.
Enough. I just don't know anymore, buddy.
Good point.
Yeah. And another interesting day in football yesterday, would you say?
Things are going to change.
Yeah. I believe that you. I think, honestly, even in a loss, Clemson proved they should be number one or should have been number one because. It took two extra overtimes for Notre Dame to barely edge them, and that's missing the best player in college football on offense for Clemson and half their starting defense.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, both teams at full strength, Clemson whacks them.
Yeah.
And sets up nicely for another Clemson, Alabama, or Florida national championship game.
Yeah.
Florida looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, that's some good football yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Really good football.
And the best part – neither the Auburn Tigers nor the Crimson Tide tasted the pall of defeat yesterday.
Well, you know, we kind of closed early last night because it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost dead, like there was an Alabama game on that kills business and restaurants and bars and whatever.
A lot of people wanted to watch that Clemson Notre Dame.
So yet. I went to an establishment there in Daphne.
Oh, okay.
And stayed there until the game was over with.
Hooters?
No.
Applebee's?
I don't do Hooters.
Applebee's?
No.
Bennigan's?
Over there by Yenzer's. It's a place by Yenzer's.
Did you go to Bennigan's?
No.
Bayhouse?
Yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah, I love – Sherry's sweet. I love her. And then even poor Nelson's, Brad. Oh, I love Brad. They're good people. Yeah. Great people.
And Nisius.
You know, it's just a smoke thing, but I make a conscious decision to go in there. Mm-hmm. I know they're smokers. So I go in there anyway. So, I was going to wash those clothes anyway. But it's a lot of fun, and Scott Morlock was playing, and which everybody loves Scott, and especially when he plays at the wine bar on Thursday nights from 6:30 to – it's supposed to be 6:39, but he played till 10:30 the other night.
Ooh, don't let the neighbors know.
An extra hour and a half, 90
minutes.
People were up and dancing and jumping and juking and
– shaking?
Getting jiggy.
No, they were getting jiggy with it at a wine bar, huh?
Yeah, man. When you get jiggy at a wine bar,
you get show enough jiggy.
Bring your camera.
Or better yet, don't.
Well, I'm not jigging, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much.
Jiggling. Yeah, we both jiggle.
Yeah, this fat underneath my chin's been jiggling, huh? I gotta do something about that.
Oh, man. You got enough chins there to... I'm just going
to
stop before I get in trouble.
Listen to that.
Man of a thousand chins.
Yeah. Are you talking about Vlad being, you know, a pretty good fisherman and from a kayak?
Pretty good, yeah.
I had a friend, she used to compete along the Gulf Coast, and she was, gosh, she was racking up trophies and checks left and right. She was catching redfish like you wouldn't believe. Some of them almost as long as she is tall.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little thing. And she moved over to Florida Panhandle somewhere, and I hadn't heard from her lately, but I'm sure she's still competing with her red, you know, redfish.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to break, 343-0106. When we get back, we're going to tell you where'd we eat, where'd we ate, where'd you, what is it?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
That's it. I got to remember where I ate.
They'll say that tastes all right, and you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You gonna say some words, Mike?
I'm typing something in my phone right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry we interrupted.
I'll be right back.
Sorry we interrupted your chat session on eHarmony with a live radio show.
Oh, I've never been on a dating site.
It's scary.
All I gotta do is hang out at a wine bar and I'm good.
Yeah. It's scary, sir. It is scary.
Anywho, speaking of wine bars, I was out and about Wednesday night.
You?
Uh-huh.
No.
And I had a few places, and just to see what's going on downtown on a Wednesday night, which I pretty much know anyway, but it was dead.
Yeah.
It was dead.
Like a quarantine dead.
Well, like everybody was at home watching the election dead, you know. But, and then you're talking about dead. I was dead. But anyway, went to the firehouse, and they had a bucket of chocolate bars, candy bars.
And you hate them all.
With a Super Tuscan. A Super Tuscan.
I enjoy a Super Tuscan. That is one of my favorite.
This
favorite
one was really earthy. It didn't have a lot of berry, but it's real earthy, which was okay. And it had a little of that tar and asphalt backbone to it.
And for the uninitiated, a Super Tuscan is a Sangiovese grape, which is most commonly used to make a Chianti, but it is done in a French style.
There's a lot of process,
okay.
And the Italians got to do it the long way,
of course.
Which that's fine. That's okay. That's why they can get those prices that they get. And there's some wineries, there's some wines that they'll pick the grapes, lay them in a mat out on the sun in the sun, and let them get raisiny, and then crush them. And it's almost like the ice wine process, but you do it with the sun instead of freezing. And they get very little juice out of it. And then there's the method where they put all the grapes in this tall tower, and the weight of the grapes on the top crush the ones on the bottom, and then they start fermenting, and acid builds up, and then it causes the rest of them to break down. And then they do the press and all that, and it gets a little, I think it gets a little higher alcohol, but certainly the sugar. But usually the higher the sugar, the lower the alcohol. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
So, next time you Moscato.
It's going to take Rigas. You an extra glass to get where you're going.
Where your friends are done there in one.
Well, it sounds to me like what you should do is mostly drink sweet wines when you're out. There's football up on the TV, man. That's
Cleveland Browns. Look at them.
Yeah.
Good team this year.
No, they're not. They have a terrible quarterback.
But they're winning.
Despite
they've won more games this year than they've won in the last
two or three years.
True.
And next year, they might have Trevor. They might have Sunshine quarterbacking for them. Because I guarantee you this, they ain't going to take Baker Mayfield's option.
I just don't see Cleveland making that kind of a move because they'll get him and trade him.
Yeah.
They've done that before. But you were going to ask a question a while ago before we went on break.
Was I?
Yeah. About where'd you eat?
Yeah, where did you eat?
I've had the biggest fish crave.
Really?
Lately.
Craving?
I've been wanting fish.
Well, that's good for
you. Been wanting fish, but I've been wanting it fried.
Well, that's not good.
Well.
I mean, it's delicious.
Yes, yes.
But
yes,
but you lose a lot of the whole point of eating fish.
Last Sunday, I went to Bob's.
Downtown Diner?
Downtown Diner.
The one that said the corner fat and happy?
Yes. Peace, familiar. Love, and bacon grease. Mm-hmm. You know, and my friends, David and Tanya, who own the wine bar, Le Bichon, over there. Is that French? Le Bichon? Yeah.
Yes. I think it means the Bouchon.
The top, the cork, the whatever.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of meanings. They joined me, and they were quite impressed because they've heard me talk about it forever. Heard us talk about it, too, because they do listen to the show from time to time. But anyway, he had I got the fish and grits. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't know what he seasoned that fish with, but it was delicious.
With grits?
Really. Well, the grits was, there on the side. But but it was delicious. And but Tanya and Dave were very impressed with it. Another place I ate at, and I've been trying to go in there, and I'll pull up in the parking lot, and I'll turn around and leave. It's El Camino. They're on the causeway. It's a Mexican restaurant.
On the causeway?
Yeah. It's the very last place on the right.
Oh, okay.
You go past Ed's.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Traders and all that, and on the right. And but very, very kind, friendly employees there. And anyway, I think he used to be with Agave. And I don't know if there's any
Agave is very good Tex-Mex.
Oh, yeah.
Tex-Mex food.
But
very good.
I get there, and I wanted fish,
of course. So, you went the only restaurant on the causeway. It's not a seafood restaurant.
Well, they had fish and grits. Michael Bailey. They had fish on the menu, but the problem was when the storm surge came in, it took their grease thing away.
Grease trap. Oh,
grease trap.
Goodness.
It took all that away, so they couldn't fry anything. So they grilled it, but it was delicious. And I love their street corn. They had the street corn, like it was cooked on a flat grill. I love that style. And their grits were real coarse, and they had corn in it. Corn grits.
Zia's does that as well.
And God, fantastic. I love it. Oh, I miss that place.
Well, go to Louisiana. They're all over the place.
They need to bring one back to Mobile. That was a really good.
It ran its course.
No. It was better than some of the things we got around here. Chain restaurants we're talking about. And that's a regional restaurant. But
yeah, based out of New Orleans.
But you mentioned Vlad and Mediterranean. I eat there every week.
Yeah.
I eat there. The one in Daphne.
That's your one healthy
time.
Meal a week, huh?
I get a different soup every week. And I'm going to tell you another good soup.
Yeah.
Is Gelato Joe's in Daphne. I mean, in Foley.
Yeah,
that chicken rice soup. Oh my God, I just need to just eat that only, and not even worry with the tuna sandwich or chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah,
because you told me how many calories was in it.
Yeah,
you spoiled it for me. You made it not fun anymore. So,
dude, it has mayonnaise.
Yeah,
therefore it's not good for you.
But that's egg product. You know,
it's fat. It's mostly fat. It's delicious. Well, I say that mayonnaise doesn't really have much of a flavor, although Heather will argue that it tastes like feet or something. But
I've never tasted feet.
But to me, like on a burger, you don't need mayonnaise on a burger if you have cheese, because basically it's the same texture, but the cheese has flavor. And I'll put mayonnaise on it. If it doesn't have any, it doesn't hurt me any.
No.
There are certain things. Turkey sandwich, you got to have mayonnaise.
Yeah, aioli, you know, that's just do an aioli. You know, I always enjoyed the ones you made at Lucky, you know.
Yeah, which is, you know, flavored mayonnaise.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
A little flavor to it.
Yeah, to add the flavor. What it really does is the fat that's there transfers the flavors of what you're eating across your palate. So the flavors are spread out. And it's more a texture thing with people. They just don't. The same reason they don't like coconut.
Yeah,
because rare is the person doesn't like the flavor of coconut.
Well,
although there are some, but for most people that don't like it, it's the texture.
Other than that, when I do go to Gelato Joe's, that's the only mayonnaise I eat the whole week. It's on that, so I don't see where it hurts me.
Yeah, and you're like, mayonnaise, a lot of mayonnaise here, but I hadn't eaten any all week, so give me two more scoops.
A side of mayonnaise.
Yeah, we ate a little bit, not having any electricity. Hickory Pit bailed me out one night.
That looked delicious, by the way.
Yeah, so I hit up Hickory Pit a couple of times when we were out of power, but we did a fancy getaway last weekend. We stayed in historic downtown Mobile, Alabama. Are you familiar with it?
I've seen it.
It's the port city of the state of Alabama.
Not too shabby.
Stayed at a nice little hotel down there called the Battle House. That is like the oldest in the state or something like that.
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
Yeah. And and Leanna, you will be glad to know Heather took full advantage of the spa.
Oh, yes.
All day Saturday while I was working. She got an urban massage and a sugar body scrub and some kind of face stuff. I don't know. But she had the time of her life while I was working.
Girl stuff.
Yeah. And she took a soak in the tub and twice. And first night we were there, since it's a walk of one block, we went to Squid Ink. You know, just I got off work. I was closing, so I didn't get there till about, I don't know, 5 or 6, something like that. We got settled in and walked around to Squid Ink, just grubbed and went to bed early because I had electricity.
Yeah.
And the next.
That's what you want to do when you got electricity, is go to bed early.
Yeah. The first morning, we just ordered in breakfast from the trellis room. I went down, picked it up, brought it up. Really good. Really good. They do something that everyone should do with their eggs, and that's season them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That drives me nuts that you get egg. Everything that's brought to you when you're eating has salt and pepper on it except eggs. You have to do that yourself, and it's too late when it's already cooked. You know, it's just, you don't want salt, pepper in your burger, you say no salt, pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You should have to do the same with eggs. I don't get it. Crazy.
No.
When we get
that's another debate.
Amber Pride, we're going to talk about perch.
I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When the kids are drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, bop, bop, wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, bop, bop, wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine,
bop, bop,
yes, that bottle to me, drinking wine.
Michael, we're back.
Okay. And what are we going to do now?
We're going to talk to Amber.
Okay.
Waves of Grain? No.
No.
Amber Pride from the Gulf State Lodge. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine.
How are you?
How did you weather the storm for first thing? How does the lodge look?
Which one? the lodge is actually a fortified structure, so we weathered Sally very well. The other two, however, thankfully missed us a bit, but yeah, it's been an interesting hurricane season. Gulf Shores definitely took a beating with Sally, and I'm actually in Gulfport, Mississippi right now visiting some friends, and it looks very similar here than it did in Gulf Shores a few weeks ago, so a little deja vu.
Wow.
Well, y'all've got an interesting event coming up. First off, y'all've got a restaurant called Perch.
We have 5 restaurants at the lodge at Gulf State Park, actually.
Wow.
And Perch is our upscale dining lounge. We serve shared plates, cocktails, beautiful views of the Gulf of Mexico with this huge patio overlooking the beach. It's pretty spectacular.
I think my girlfriend just sat up a little bit listening to cocktails and the view of the beach.
So the
cocktails and sunsets, we're in.
So the name Perch, is that like Perch the fish or Perch
the
like
bird.
Like a bird sitting on a
the
okay
perch.
Perch, yeah.
All right.
No A.
Mm-hmm.
No A, it's just a
oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and well, what are the other 4 restaurants like?
We have Food Craft. Perch and Food Craft are in the same building. Perch is on the 2nd floor, and Food Craft is on the bottom floor. They are right next to the hotel lobby at the lodge. Food Craft is steaks and oysters and craft beer, also sunsets and great views with the large outdoor patio. Then we have Dragonfly Grill and Bar, which are seasonal by the pool outlet. And then Roasted Oak is our coffee and wine bar, which is located in our lobby. And then we have Woodside, which is a special little place about a mile in the Gulf State Park. It's not at the lodge, but still associated with our restaurant group.
Wow, you've really expanded what's going on at the lodge. It's a different place the last few years, isn't it?
It is. They've expanded the trails and doing a renovation on Lake Shelby currently that's supposed to start in about a week. So it's really exciting. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, it's, you know, my girlfriend and I are into the outdoor thing. We do the kayaks, we do the hiking, everything. It sounds like we also do cocktails. So sounds like we need to come visit.
Hard life.
Now, you've got a wine and event coming up soon, and Mike is the wine guy, so he's really interested in this. Why don't you tell us what you have planned at Perch?
Sure. So we have been doing our wine and dine events at least once a month, barring the pandemic. We skipped a few months, but we are back in full swing. So our November Wine and Dine event, we're actually really excited about. It's five courses, and it features items that are already on Perch's new menu. So everything on this menu you can actually get anytime. Also, the wines. We're featuring wines from Pinnacle. So we'll have Marcy Kinsey, our Pinnacle Imports rep, on site, as well as our executive chef, James Foster, our executive sous chef, Brad Gilstrap, and our lovely bar master, Jillian Cooper. We'll all be in attendance for this event. It'll be a fun one.
Okay. And when is the event, and how can people make reservations?
Sure. It's on Saturday, November 21st. It's at 6 o'clock. And they can stop by Foodcraft or Perch and make reservations in person if they're around the area or happen to be staying at the lodge, or they can give us a call at 251-540-6100.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Amber, I got one more question. Do y'all have a website where people can go and look at all the great things you've got going on at the lodge?
We do. If you want to look specifically at Perch, it's perchgsp.com, so Perch like golfstatepark.com, but just GSP. Or if you just search the lodge at Gulf State Park, it'll pull right up.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on this morning. We're going to let you go ahead and get back to sleep. And we hope you have a wonderful day. Okay, Amber?
Yes, you guys too. Nice talking to you.
Thank
have a great
you for
day.
Coming
we'll
on.
See you soon,
thank
yes?
you.
Yes.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
I got to go to there.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to go to there.
Yes.
I mean, we love sunsets, we love cocktails, we love small plates. I don't see.
So you and Heather are really into nature. You know, are y'all eating tree bark now? Like Yule Gibbons?
Not yet, but I intend to start snatching some brim out of that lake out there before it gets too cold. If it's a doable day Wednesday, I intend to be out there with a worm, drowning a couple of worms.
Maybe like sardines, you know, it's so small. And
I want that hand size, man, and big old bull brims and red bellies. Mm. Getting all redneck on you. I should be on
your true colors.
Camouflage.
Yeah, camouflage. Cut you open and you bleed camouflage.
Leanna, I once observed that the women who tend to dislike camouflage on a man are also the women who dislike animal prints on a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have noticed that just about any woman that says she likes camouflage on a man is the type that wears animal prints.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's kick that around and see what we got. But I also say that camouflage is like is to a redneck what tie-dye is to a hippie.
True.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see that.
Battle color.
You are what you wear, huh?
That's it. Yeah.
I wear mayonnaise on my shirt a lot. How about that?
Yeah, well, right now it looks like you got mustard or chili or both.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Well, I did not tell you, last Saturday, I ran into two notable chefs at Rouse's.
Mm-hmm.
First one was Jeremiah Matthews.
Yeah.
From South Wind Kitchen, phenomenal place. And like an hour later, Will Hughes walks in from Will Hughes Catering. And then I saw another notable chef that evening at his restaurant when Heather and I had reservations at the Hummingbird Way. Ooh. In the Oakley District. Terrific, terrific. I think we ended up doing like four or five small plates.
Yeah.
and some great cocktails, terrific cocktails at Hummingbird Way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into the cocktail culture.
Yeah. And great, that has grown phenomenally in Mobile area, in Mobile market. Yeah.
And I had largely grown out of them. But Heather is an enthusiast, so, you know, I do it. I find that I am now a Sazerac guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a wonderful Sazerac this weekend, and last weekend anyway. My first one, and I just, okay. There's
what
a cocktail.
What is that?
Traditional New Orleans cocktail made with rye whiskey and other stuff. But next to the Hurricane, it is the official drink of New Orleans.
Hmm.
Probably older than the Hurricane, but, you know, like old New Orleans days.
Yeah.
So I had a Sazerac and I liked it.
You know, I love, to me, I drink more of the dark stuff during Mardi Gras. But if I'm having stuff, mixed cocktails, I tend to go to the high-end tequila or the high-end vodka, something that's clear.
Yeah. I try and stay away from tequila.
Yeah, I did for 40 years.
Yeah. I do have in my liquor cabinet at home a bottle of Jose Cuervo Especial.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Especial. Mm-hmm. It is pour it on ice and sip it like a bourbon.
Good. Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
It is
one of those. So I will do that from time to time. And then we'll drink margaritas if they're on special. But for the most part, we stay away from tequila.
But see, you got to have the right. I got a lesson.
I have to have expensive
when
tequila.
When I was down in Cancun once, and I talked to a salesman who spoke very good, outstanding English down there, and he understood the market.
Unlike you.
And I've always thought tequila, at that point in my life, I thought tequila was like rot gut.
Yeah.
Made in a tub, bathtub.
with worms.
And he explained to me the differences of the tequilas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's still another 20 years before I ever had another drink of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine, she said, well, try this. And I tried it because she was a she, and she said, try it. And I tried it, fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my favorite right now is 1800 Silver.
That is a very good tequila.
Oh, my God, it's delicious.
Yeah.
And it just glides across the palate, right to my head.
Okay. Well, after we had this wonderful dinner at Hummingbird Way, and Jim came out to the table, Chef Jim Smith, and he sent us a little amuse from a tasting menu he was doing. It's the first time I've ever had tofu in my life and liked it. It was butter poached tofu, and then they get the skin real crispy on the outside. And it doesn't have any flavor still, but he gets that texture that it does have the ability to do that is very pleasing because it's crispy on the outside, gooey on the inside. And then he covers it up with a bunch of stuff that actually tastes good.
You never have miso soup?
Miso. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
right,
it?
Right. It's miso. Yeah. It's got little tofu floating in it, but it has no flavor.
No, mine does. Yeah.
No, it absorbs the flavor of whatever it's in.
No, the tofu does it now. The soup itself.
Oh, yeah. Soup's great. Miso soup is great. But, it was a great little amuse that he brought out and greatly appreciated. Then, this is Halloween night now.
Ah.
So then we motored on over. We drove back to the hotel. By the way, I love valet. That's it. Bring my 4x4 to the front, please. Checked it in at the valet where we're still right across the street. So we went to Las Floriditas and had a few cocktails.
I've got to go. I had not been there.
Oh, it is terrific. There are a lot of people that were in costume that night. We were probably the only ones who weren't. We said that we dressed up as fancy people.
Yeah.
So we were staying at the Battle House, and
fancy.
I got myself a dinner coat.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, so I wore a dinner coat and shoes and everything.
Well,
we had a splendid time Halloween night in a non-traditional observance.
I bought a chef coat to be a chef for Halloween.
Oh, okay. You could have just
and
asked
I
me
went to
loan you one.
Well, you weren't around.
Oh, okay.
You were too busy fine dining.
All right. Well, we'll hear all about your chef coat when we come back. 343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation.
At Alice's restaurant. it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu are here with you on Sip and Chew. That rhymes.
All the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was telling you about my chef coat experience.
Yeah, chef coat Halloween costume thing.
So I went to a couple of parties. I had my tattoo sleeves that you buy at the Halloween store and you just pull them up.
Yeah.
They're real tight and they look real awesome, like they were real tats, you know. Mm-hmm. I felt like a biker. Everybody says, I thought bikers on. No, I said, you never been back at the house of a restaurant and seen the chefs that's got the you ever watch Diners,
anything?
Drive-ins, and Dives?
Anything?
And all the tats he's got and all the other chefs. Anyway, I go to these Halloween parties and they go, hey, what restaurant you work at? I don't work at no restaurant. I'm being a chef.
I'm in costume. I remember in Nashville, I went to probably the first party I ever went to that I actually had fun at. And it was a Halloween party that a coworker had thrown. And I don't know, there's probably 100 people at this, all in costume. So I worked for a company called Stakeout. Mm-hmm. I dressed in a Domino's uniform. And everyone just thought, oh, dude, I didn't know you had a second job. But the coolest thing that happened was I stopped at Kroger on the way home, and I got to do something I always wanted to do back in the days when I worked at Domino's, when some idiot saw you and went, hey, where's my pizza? And I just looked at him and said, I don't know, idiot, where did you leave it? Huh? I'm going to call your manager. It's Halloween, dude. I'm in a costume. Oh. But just so you know, if you've ever said that to a pizza delivery person, mm-hmm. you're not funny. You're not original. You're dude number 1.7 million that said that to them.
There's a number of other things like OBGYNs with after delivered a baby. You know, we probably should go there.
Yeah. Let's not.
Probably not.
This is not that kind of show.
Yeah. Well, Sunday morning, one of the things that came with the stay at the Battle House was passes to the breakfast buffet.
Yeah.
That was quite the breakfast buffet.
Oh, yeah.
They would cook you pancakes to order if you liked it and a few things to order. Mm-hmm. But the French toast was really good, so we didn't order any pancakes. And it was just biscuits and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't your standard chafing dish. It was a ceramic braising dish with a lid on top.
Mm.
And so each item was by itself,
yeah,
in a container that took care of things. And that was really the two breakfasts we ate at the Battle House from the Trellis Room were absolutely terrific.
And that's right here in Mobile, Alabama.
Right here in Mobile, Alabama, in a beautiful Battle House.
Are they keeping it a secret? You have to be a member to go there?
No, you can be a redneck from Sims, and they'll let you go in there.
Oh, okay. Darn.
I haven't seen
I only
you
live
there,
a though. Few blocks yeah. from there.
I haven't seen you there, though.
No.
We did not try out the lounges either. I mean, they've got two nice little bars there.
Mm-hmm. You got a piano bar.
Yeah. And a more of a sports bar kind mm-hmm. of thing. And, you know, had a few people in them. Probably would have had some fun, but, you know, we had things we was doing.
Things to do.
Yeah.
People to see.
What we'll do is we'll go stay at the Hilton one night, and then we'll go to the restaurant, the bars at the Battle House. Yeah. Well, we'll get it all mixed up.
See, I'm a Hampton Inn kind of.
Yeah.
Motel 6. Well, Hampton Inn, they used to, when I was in pharmaceutical sales, so I used to sell
when
drugs.
You were a drug dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my company's preferred hotel.
That's not a bad chain
at
either.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3 in the afternoon, they cooked chocolate chip cookies in the lobby. And you talking about good.
Yeah.
Those things were good. And they'd you could smell them throughout the entire hotel.
Mm.
Down the hallways, in the elevator, in the maid's quarters, the ice machine. You could smell chocolate chip cookies cooking everywhere.
Well, we have a text.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know, do we like the Global Grill or Jackson's in Pensacola better? And why? Presentation, taste, or service? Haven't been to either. Jackson's I'm very familiar with by reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Global Grill, that's a new one on me. But I need to spend some time in Pensacola because they've got a great food scene going right now.
They do.
And I just saw Jeremiah ate at the Union, and which is a public house in downtown Pensacola, that he seems to really think well of. So I went and checked it out just last night on their Facebook page. Looks like a place we need to go. So if we can ever stop having hurricanes, I'm thinking maybe an overnight stay in Pensacola.
Well, let's see what happens after this week.
Yeah. Good. Google
yeah,
movement.
Who knows about Etta?
What's the ETA?
She looks like she's
What's
kinda...
the ETA on her?
She looks like she's drunk in the Gulf. I mean, she needs to go home.
That is as perfect a metaphor for the Gulf of Mexico if ever there was one. A hurricane that looks drunk.
Go home, you're drunk. So... I like the new camera.
A friend of ours.
Who's that?
David Rasp. You know David Rasp,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Just celebrated a milestone.
Yes, I saw that.
What was it, 187 years that Heroes has been in operation?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, the original Heroes of Downtown. So David, and had a wonderful conversation with David last week, too, on the phone, and talking restaurant stuff. But congratulations, man. That's a fantastic accomplishment. This is an industry where the average life of a restaurant is 3 to 5 years. It's about like a running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
So to be, you know, in operation in downtown Mobile since the French were here, that's impressive. And
before
Mike was
Betty
there at
White,
opening day.
Before Betty White was born.
Yeah. Which you remember fondly, right?
Well, she was the cutest chick on the street. You know, she's older than sliced bread, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, sliced bread was invented, 7 years after her she was born?
I believe
like
so.
Sure. But anyway.
Yeah.
Enough of that nonsense.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do next week.
What?
Yeah, if we get another hurricane, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, I might be doing the show from Denver. You don't know.
Stay at the Battle House.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig. I know people, when they have air conditioning problems, well, they got the money, air conditioning problems or power problems, they go stay at the Battle House.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know one person who did that, but we had that plan before the hurricane showed up.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a planned adventure because we haven't been able to go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I just thought, well, we'll do a little staycation. And it's a perfect time of year to stay at a place like that because you're going to get off-season rates. There's not going to be a lot of people there. Although, surprising number of people booked into the Battle House just to do Halloween.
Yeah. There used to be some great Halloween parties downtown a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, big ones.
I think COVID kind of put a damper on those this year. I reached out to some people that are into the Halloween party scene, and they just all said... Hadn't really heard anything.
Yeah.
Same here.
We just went Las Floriditas.
More and more Mardi Gras are canceling. The non-parading ones like Osiris and some of those, they're canceling. And then the parading Mardi Gras organizations are canceling already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think Mardi Gras is probably going to be a wash this year.
Yeah.
Probably.
And,
well, you know, they just canceled the first parade.
Yeah, the one on
Dolphin
Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
do Mardi Gras by Zoom. Doesn't work the same way?
You can't get moon pies that way.
You get moon pies at Dollar General.
Get those big old bottles.
You know they sell
Not
them,
for
right?
Free.
Get those big old jugs of cheese balls. I called about seven of those one night or one afternoon at the garage.
Now, see, that would motivate me to go to a Mardi Gras parade. Folks, you better take care of those servers out there. They're working hard and things are tough with them, so make
Aren't
sure you
though?
Tip them. As long as they're working
20 to 30% at least.
Yeah,
at the minimum.
Yeah, seriously. This new trend of going to restaurants and just not tipping at all.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's
Don't be that person.
And if you see someone else do it, be nice, lean over, leave the person a tip, or walk outside and have a few words with that person.
Beat them up.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Until next week.
Yeah, be nice, be local, and provolone.
Provolone, folks.